Welcome to the Heart of Herbs Herbal School podcast, where we explore the fascinating world of herbal medicine and natural healing. I'm your host, Demetria Clark, and I'm thrilled to be your guide on this journey of discovery. At Heart of Herbs Herbal School, we're passionate about empowering individuals to harness the power of plants for health and wellness. Through our podcast, we'll dive into topics ranging from herbal materia medicas, clinical herbalism, sharing insights, interviews, tips, and wisdom to inspire and educate our listeners.
Hi, this is Demetria Clark, and this is the Heart of Herbs Herbal School podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Heart of Herbs Herbal School can be found at heartofherbs.com. And today we're going to just be talking about some herbal hot picks, places to get great herbal supplies.
So someone had asked that this topic be our hot picks, like herbal suppliers that we particularly like. So I thought I would just share ones that I've had good luck with. I don't necessarily endorse any company. Let me put that disclaimer out there. And I'm not responsible for how they behave in their other part of their world. So, so for herbal suppliers and bulk suppliers, I really like Mountain Rose Herbs, which you guys get a discount at. I don't actually get a kickback from them. I always like to make that clear. Like, I do actually like them. Star West is great. A lot of people really like Monterey Bay Herb Company. Pacific Botanicals is really popular. Oregon's Wild Harvest is a good one. One that you can find at almost every health food store is Frontier. And I like Frontier because of its consistency, as far as you can always find them at any little health food store or co-op or herb shop. A lot of them get their bulk herbs from Frontier. They've been around forever. I've had some instances where the quality wasn't always the best, but I think some of that is supply and demand, and you're not always going to get a perfect natural product. It's like, if you're buying like handcrafted butter or something like that from a farmer, it's not always going to be like the butter of your dreams or something. So I think sometimes when people get really mad because they order something and it's not perfect quality once, they get really upset about it. And I think it's anytime you're dealing with anything that's natural, it's going to happen. There's a potential that something's going to be a little bit older than it should be. And you can always return it and ask for them to replace it. And this isn't directly talking about Frontier. I'm just talking about bulk herbs in general. Sometimes there's going to be a dead bug in it. You know, these are things that are coming from nature. So sometimes people get a little upset. Oh, I found like a dead ladybug in my red clover. And I'm like, oh, that's because ladybugs kind of like red clover. Even if they're sifted and gone through by hand, you're still going to potentially have nature inside of your natural product. So another one that people really like is Jeans Greens. And Jeans Greens was one of the first ones online. Like, I've got to tell you, I think I was ordering from Jeans Greens when I lived in New York and I had my herbal skincare company when it first started. And this was like in 1996, 97. Like, they were one of the first places I found online I could get herbs. Maybe it was a little bit later than that, but I always thought that was really cool. And then another people really like Bulk Apothecary. And that's more like you can get herbs, but you can also get like carrier oils and essential oils and beeswax and stuff like that. So I think that's why a lot of people like them. Did you have any questions about any suppliers? I know, like, you're the only one who's in here right now, so the spotlight's on you, Lisa.
What about like jars and bottles? And is there?
Yeah, I got a list for that too for you.
Okay.
So my favorite place has always been to get bottles, and part of the reason why I really like this place is they always seem to be like really on top of their game as far as like the newest and the latest. Like, they were the first place you could get cobalt bottles for your salves and stuff, and purple, and you know, they just really have always been, I feel like, really in down with the bottle game. Like, they've always been on top of that. And that's SKS Bottle. So it's SKS-bottle.com. They're a good one. They have all, and I mean, now I think they're even doing like labels and vacuum seal packaging. And like, I think they've gone like really, really, like, they just have some really cool containers. Another one is Birch Bottle. You can get them in smaller quantities from places like Bulk Apothecary and Mountain Rose Herbs. But if you're needing more than, you know, 5 or 6, and you want to get 20 of something or 100 of something, you definitely want to look at something like SKS or Birch or Net Bottle. But those are all places that have been around for a long time, and they are like 100% in the bottle game. Like, you know, they've been doing this for a long time. They know how to ship them to you, and they're not going to get broken. I mean, they've just been doing this forever. So those are good places that you can go and get different containers from. Was there a certain kind of container that you were looking for?
No, I'm just kind of starting to do some of the, you know, extracts and tinctures and, you know, some of the stuff I've never, like, I'm just getting into this, so I don't have a stock.
Yeah, of course. That makes sense.
So, yeah. So I'm just like, okay, is there, like, yes, I'd gotten some from Mountain Rose. But I was just curious if there were other, like, they've had such a slow shipping time lately. I don't know if that's gotten better because I kind of moved away from them, but so I was just curious if there were other options there. And
I hear you. So Mountain Rose was redoing their whole back-end infrastructure. So they were doing like redoing all their database and all that kind of stuff. So I think shipping should be much better now.
Okay.
But I think, like, because they were redoing everything, which I think is great when a business says, hey, we're redoing everything, be patient. And then they come back and get it all together again. I think that they're probably like just rolling right now really well. But if you're looking for just a few things, like, I'm not really sure if I want, you know, 25 tincture bottles, right? You can also look at places like Amazon. You can also look at places like Mountain Rose, Amazon, Bulk Apothecary, craft stores. Like, so even some of the Joann Fabric kinds of stores are now carrying little containers, because I think it's just people have just been making so much stuff lately that they also have them. So if you're not sure like what size you want, or if you want to work with one color or another, or one kind of finish or another on the bottle, you know, you could definitely do that. Hardware stores are the best places for canning jars.
Okay.
So if you wanted to get a bunch of like big quart jars to do your tinctures in, you definitely want to do something like Mason or Ball, because they're safe. Sometimes if you go to a place like the dollar store and they have screw on lids, the jars may not be, they may just be for decoration. And, you know, you're supposed to fill them with something, but they're not food safe. So you definitely want to make sure you're going with like a food safe jar. I always try to get plastic and glass products that I'm putting things in for sale from the United States or Canada, or a country where I know has similar ideas about how I want, like, ingredients that I want in my containers. Like, I don't like off-gassing. I don't like things that have, you know, potential chemicals in them. You know, I just don't want that. I'm like, I'm making an herbal tincture here. I don't want to, you know, have it have something funky in it. And so Mason and Ball are made in the United States, and those are pretty much the two canning jar brands anyway. So they're really easy to find, and you can even get them now in like purple and red and blue. So that's kind of fun also. So some great places for live plants are strictly medicinal, and you can get like rootstock scent, seeds, plants. And these are places I've actually had really good luck with the plants growing for me. And so just an example of what I mean, like growing for me, I've grown in the Green Mountains of Vermont. I've grown herbs in upstate New York, like 30 miles south of the Canadian border. I've grown on an island off the coast of Florida in the Gulf, where it is almost impossible to get anything to grow in that salty, sandy soil. I've grown in North Carolina red clay and in Virginia. And these are brands that have I've used in every single place. Strictly Medicinal, Seed Savers Exchange, The Growers Exchange, Baker Creek, and Richter. And they've all given me really good products. The same with Johnny's. Johnny's is kind of good because they've got lots of descriptions and lots of YouTube videos. So if you don't know how to use their seed blocking tool or you don't know how to grow something, they often have a lot of instructional videos on YouTube. And I mean, I've got to tell you, no matter how long I've been doing this, sometimes I'm just like, how do I do that again? And it's nice to have someone like remind me in like a little video, like, oh, okay, that's right. That's right. That's how I use this. You know, because there's all these different fun tools out there. And what's the best way to disperse seeds that my almost 50-year-old eyes cannot see anymore? You know, I'm like, oh, okay, they've got a tool for that. So definitely, like, I think those places are pretty stand-up companies as far as I know. I don't take any responsibility for any company's goofiness, but I've had really good luck with plants from those places. And if you go online, and you can often find it through like your extension service or a native plant society in your state, you can actually often get linked in with native plants. So the cool thing with that is often you can trade, or you can just, they, if someone has an overabundance, you can get those plants, and you know that they're local and you know that they will work where you're living. And often they're specific to your environment. So they're very good for that. So it's definitely something that, you know, you can think about connecting with a local organization. So again, you would do that through, you could do that through like your extension service program. You can do that through a native plant society, Audubon, your local green, not greenhouses, like botanical gardens, places mm-hmm. like that. Those are often good places. And often botanical gardens and stuff will have plant days. So you can either buy plants that they have excess of, or that they're thinning and they're repotting. Sometimes they give them away. Sometimes you can volunteer and, you know, come home with a lot of really expensive, exotic, fun herbal plants that maybe, you know, you weren't necessarily, you didn't have it in your budget to spend like $40 on a 2-foot tall plant, but maybe, you know, they'll let you, if they have extras, if they're thinning something out. So that's something to remember too. Also, children's garden projects or community garden projects are also great places to find plants. For essential oil supplier. So this is the essential oil suppliers. I will not ever suggest a company that's a multi-level marketing company. If you're involved in multi-level marketing, I don't really care. That's your deal. I just don't accept those. Those companies I find have been problematic in the industry. There's been, you know, fraud and people suing and all this kind of stuff. I just kind of like remove myself from it. And I feel that it's a predatory business model. So I'm just like, that's not, you know, where I want to be. But so the essential oil companies that I find I have the most luck with. And when I say luck, it doesn't mean that every single oil that they make is perfect. I'm not like brand specific. I want the best lavender. I want the best peppermint. I want the best cedar wood. I want the best, you know, whatever. I want the best of that. And some companies have access to what I feel is a better one. So I will, you know, my essential oil cupboard is all different kinds of brands, and they're mostly, things like Swiss Botanicals, or Swiss Aromatics, I'm sorry, Tisserand, Mountain Rose Herbs, And then other brands that people really like, I do really like Nature's Gift also. Sorry about that. Is Revive or Acacia Plant Therapy. I do have some of theirs. Places like Bulk Apothecary also carry essential oils. You may find essential oils. I believe Frontier has a line also. So if you were herb shopping, they may have some essential oils that you would like. And Essential Wholesale also has essential oils. So when you're purchasing essential oil, there's two things to look for. You want to make sure there's transparency. There's a Latin name, where it comes from, where it's sourced from. But you also want to understand that essential oils are purchased on a commodities market. So if you don't know what that is, you can look that up. But basically, a commodities market is purchasers, you know, land wherever they're selling, you know, vetiver oil, for example. So that would be in Africa, and there would be farmers, and they would have their product, and they would be purchased by the barrel or even larger. And that would be, it's just like any other commodity. So there are some essential oil companies that'll be like, oh, well, we grow every plant that we have. And you're like, no, no, you don't. There's no way you grow every bit of what you have in Arizona. It doesn't work that way. You need massive amounts of plants to make essential oils. I mean, massive amounts. I'm hundreds and thousands of tons and poundage. And I mean, you need a lot. So they're purchased on the commodities market. Now, some essential oil companies have agreements with farms, just like anything else. This is really comes down to farming and how the essential oil plants are grown and harvested and, you know, then used for essential oil production, right? So, you know, the idea that, you know, someone's grabbing a bouquet of lavender and making you 4 ounces of essential oil is just a fantasy. And I know this for a fact that it's purchased on the commodities market because growing up, my best friend's parents owned the largest essential oil wholesale company in the United States. So not only did I learn a lot about essential oils, but her parents would go on buying trips to different countries. And then these huge barrels of essential oil from whatever farm or wherever they had contracted to get this certain oil from would then be delivered to their warehouse. And then it would then be bottled into, you know, gallon, half gallon, quart, you know, and then down to, you know, 30 mil. So it would just dip, and then they would go out to these other companies. So these other companies would then purchase the essential oil from them and put their own label on it. So there is more seed to jar clarity nowadays, you know, 20 years later, but it's still a commodities product. And you can even look up commodities prices in reference to essential oils. And you can see, I mean, I think we have an example of this in one of the aromatherapy classrooms, but you can definitely see. So finding one brand that's going to have your perfect oils for everything that they offer all the time, it's not going to happen because it's a farmed product. You know, sometimes you get corn on the cob and from a farmer down the road, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever had in my whole life, or something like that, or the best broccoli or whatever. And then the next time you get it, it's like, oh, I don't know what I was so crazy about last time. The broccoli's, it's all right. But the reality is it's just like anything else that's grown from the ground. And so we have to remember that. So these essential oil companies, no matter how hard they try to make sure, there will never be that the product is never the same. It can't be the same. There's different amounts of oil. There's different amounts of water in the soil. There's different kinds of soil. There's different amendments in the soil. There's different amounts of sunlight that plant receives versus the one the year before. So if you find that, I don't really like this one, you can give it a smell in 6 months and maybe they have a different batch in. It is really batch specific too. And so, you know, that's why I'm always like smell stuff before you go and buy a bunch of it. Now, of course, a lot of it is smell. And then of course you're going to want the ability to use it, right? Does it work? So that's important to remember too. But those are brands that I feel I can get a pretty consistent product from. But I do think that sometimes we expect perfection from everything in our lives, and it's not attainable. I mean, that's a fantasy. You're never gonna have, if you make homemade pesto from one batch to the other, it's never gonna be exactly the same, even if you use a recipe. So just kind of remember that when you're purchasing herbs and herbal products, that, you know, to give them the same grace you'd want to give yourself. So did anyone have any questions about any specific companies for anything, or do we kind of go over it? For those of you that came in later, this will be recorded and put in the classroom. So my suggestions for brands of bulk herbs and stuff will be in that.
What are your thoughts on Star West or Foster?
So I have not ordered from Star West in a long time, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, I'm just like anyone else. I get, oh, this is where I get my stuff from. I'm going to get the stuff from. I haven't heard anything bad about them, of either of them. I do know maybe about 12 years ago, someone had a complaint about something at Star West that came across if I read about it someplace or something, and Star West corrected it really quickly. So I think a company that's listening to you and listening to their customers is really important. They're willing to be proactive. And I think it was Red Clover. They didn't like the quality of it. And I think I said, well, you know, talk to them about it. And I think they immediately got it replaced or something like that. But I haven't heard anything bad, but I'll tell you what, I don't really listen to bad stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like the world gives us enough bad, like people can find something to complain about all the time. So I think if you find something that you're happy with and you feel that it's consistent and it's good and it's doing its job, you're probably right.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? All right. So this was just a short talk tonight about herbal suppliers and places you can get live plants, bottles, essential oils, and herbs. So if no one has any questions about this, does anyone have a quick question about anything else that I can help them with? All right, I'm going to take that as a no. I mean, there isn't a lot of us in here. So, you know, we've been here for about 25 minutes. So I will let you guys get back to your evening. And if you have any topic suggestions, always suggest them in the student group, or you can always feel free to email me if it's something that you don't want other people to know you have a question about. And I can definitely try to focus what we're talking about based on everyone's needs. That makes sense. So thank you so much for being here. I know we have a small group tonight. Maybe that's because it's a Friday. So I didn't realize that when I rescheduled. So thank you so much. You guys have a great evening and I appreciate you. And if you need anything, please reach out. Remember, I can't read your mind. So if you need support or you have a question or something, please email me so I can get back to you and help you out. All right. Thank you so much. You have a great night. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Interested in enrolling or learning more about herbalism? Visit heartofherbs.com and enroll using coupon code PODCAST to save 20%.